VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Russian Defense Ministry says, quote, hostile actions by Israeli fighter jet pilots led to Syrian air defense systems shooting down a Russian military reconnaissance plane. 15 people on the plane were killed. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports experts will be looking to see if there was a breakdown of communication between Russia and Israel.
Russian state television has quoted a leading official saying Israel is fully to blame for the deaths. Moscow claims Israel didn't warn it of its operation until a minute before the strike, which did not give the Russian plane enough time to escape. A recovery operation is now underway in the Mediterranean Sea to retrieve bodies and fragments of the wreckage from the L-120 aircraft. For several years, Israel and Russia have maintained a special hotline to prevent their air forces from clashing in the skies over Syria. Israeli military officials have previously praised its effectiveness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump has ordered the Justice Department to declassify documents related to the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Information to be made public includes FBI surveillance warrants of former Trump campaign advisors and FBI interviews with a high-ranking official at the U.S. Department of Justice. That official had been in contact with the ex-British spy Christopher Steele, who wrote a report that alleged Russia may be blackmailing Trump with incriminating and embarrassing information. The storm system that struck southeastern American states over the weekend is now soaking parts of the Northeast with heavy rain. Flash flood watches and warnings are posted up from Virginia into Vermont and New Hampshire through Tuesday. About 1,100 roads in North Carolina remain impassable. This is VOA News. China said